and you are listening to Radio Lifestyle. Welcome to the next program from our Corona Stories series. Today, Andrew Hipkins tells us about his time in hospital during the pandemic. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me on the program today.
You're welcome.
So first of all, where are you from and how did you end up living in Spain?
Well, I'm from Solihull in the West Midlands, which is not far from Birmingham. And I live in Madrid. And why do I live here? Well, my wife is Spanish. And we met in the UK and we moved over here 13 years ago.
So what do you do for a living here in Madrid?
I work for an international logistics company and I'm a regional account manager.
Okay. And what's the name of the company? Did you find the job once you were here or is that something
the company is called Expeditors, an American company. Mm-hmm. And I transferred from the Birmingham office to the Madrid office.
Okay, great. So how's life here in Madrid for you?
Great. There's good things and bad things about everywhere, I suppose. But no, I love it. Obviously, the weather's a big difference compared to the UK. After 13 years, it's certainly home here now. So I think we'll be here forever, frankly.
Sounds good. It's pretty much the same, I say. So what I want to talk about today is sadly, how are you feeling now, more to the point?
Because I'm fine.
I know you've been through a tough time. Are you completely better? We shall tell the listeners about your ordeal.
Okay, well, it started on, I can remember the day, it was Saturday the 2nd of May, of course, because Friday the 1st was a bank holiday here in Madrid. And on the 2nd of May, I've had a little bit of a cough, I suppose, before that for a couple of days, but I didn't really think much of it. And then suddenly after lunch, I became exceedingly tired. And I went for a lie down, which I thought would be a siesta at about, I don't know, 3:30. And I was in bed all afternoon, all evening and all night. A cough, a bit of a temperature, 38 degrees plus on our home thermometer, but mainly just really tired.
So your symptoms were absolutely mimicking the coronavirus, but in the end, it actually wasn't coronavirus, you were told?
Well, no, in the end it wasn't, but my wife made a few calls and I was admitted to HM Hospital in San Gennaro on the Sunday morning. They sent an ambulance for me and I went into the hospital. I was accepted into what was clearly a sort of emergency area that was for suspected COVID patients, and I was obviously in that classification. They took a blood test, had a chest X-ray. I was put onto a paracetamol drop to a drip to get my temperature down, and had oxygen as well, the small tubes that go up the nose. After about 90 minutes, they'd had the results of the blood test and of the chest X-ray, and they came and told me I've got COVID.
Oh, wow. So they did actually tell you had it.
On the Sunday in the emergency area. Yes, they did. They said, okay. I got COVID. And I thought they were going to come back and say, yes, you're fine. Go and get some paracetamol from the doctor and take it easy for a few days.
I thought I was okay.
But they told me otherwise.
So your first reaction actually was pretty relaxed. You weren't too worried at all, I guess, because you were thinking, oh, they'll send me home. I'll be fine.
I just went to the hospital thinking I'd be home in a couple of hours. I've never spent a night in hospital in my life. So it was quite a shock.
Goodness
when they
me.
When they said that, yes, you've got COVID. We're just going to do the paperwork and we'll find you a room upstairs.
So you basically you're admitted. How are you feeling by that time? What were you feeling?
Well, a little bit scared, very scared, to be honest. I mean, I must say the emergency area was very calm. There were maybe four or five other people in there, other patients in there. There was two ladies sitting down on chairs in the same area that I was, but obviously social distancing was going on, and there were a couple of people in the beds in the emergency area as well. But it was all very calm and reassuring. You know, there was no panic, nobody running around. So.
And also this was quite early on, right? This would have been before the main sort of peak of the pandemic started.
Well,
is that right?
This was Sunday, the 3rd of May.
Oh gosh, it was already May. So
it was almost a month ago. So I think probably after the panic, if that's the right word to use.
Things had calmed down. Good.
Yeah. They were very good.
At least you didn't have to see the sort of main bit of the pandemic. I think that mixed with feeling horrible, that really would have been pretty traumatic, poor thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, basically so they confirmed that you had COVID-19, but then what happened? Because I understand they then did another test.
Yes.
How much later was that?
I had the chest x-ray on the Sunday and the blood test. And that's when they said, yes, you've got COVID, you're stopping in hospital. On the Monday, I had a COVID test where they put the long stick up your nose and into the back of your throat. So that was the proper COVID test, if you like. And, of course, more blood samples and all the rest. And then on the Tuesday, I had another chest x-ray. But they also told me at more or less the same time that the COVID test from the day before had come back as negative.
That's strange.
You haven't got COVID.
Okay.
But you're going to stay here for a few days so we can, keep you under some observation. We'll let you know. But so, yes, initially it was COVID based on a blood test and the chest x-ray. On the Tuesday, it was not COVID. She had another chest x-ray on the Wednesday, and they said that it's not getting any worse.
Okay.
They didn't actually say it's not getting any better.
But at least it wasn't
deteriorating. Then I had another COVID test up the nose and in the back of the throat on the Thursday. That also came back as negative, and then they said you've got pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
It was initially COVID, but then it was not. It was pneumonia.
Yes.
After two tests.
It's strange that the first test came up as positive in a way, right? Because, it's logical that they tested you for corona because you were very much, demonstrating all the typical symptoms. But it seems strange, doesn't it, that the first one was positive and then the others weren't? But
I suspect this was on the back of me having certainly the symptoms of the cough, the tiredness and the slightly high temperature. I've just checked my paperwork. Actually, I've got the paperwork from the hospital. I was 38.2 when I was admitted to the hospital. Which I suppose is high, but it's not, not really high, I guess.
But from the chest x-ray,
I presume that gave them, some cause for concern.
Of course. Well, so then you had pneumonia. How long were you actually in hospital
for
total?
8 nights. I was in isolation. In a room on my own. I didn't go out the door at all. So for 8 nights, I went in on Sunday the 3rd and I came out on Monday the 11th.
Okay, wow. So you're in there for a while. And then did it take you a long time to get over it and get back to feeling good after you got home?
Yes. I mean, I then had 15 days of isolation at home. That ended on Monday of this week. My care, if you like, was passed over to the local doctor. So I was signed off from work for 15 days. So I've been living in isolation in the bedroom. Luckily, we have quite a large terrace, so I've got access to go outside. So I've been keeping myself
That's
to myself,
good.
Really.
And you have to be so careful.
Yes, I'm checking my blood oxygen levels and checking my temperature, and everything's back to normal. Well, I think it's all back to
That's
normal.
great news. Good.
I was signed back to work on Monday, so I'm back at work, but obviously working from home as from yesterday, from Tuesday.
Okay.
And I have to go back to the hospital will call me back, I think, in about 2 weeks to see the same doctor that was looking after me for a further X-ray and probably some blood tests.
Okay. Yeah,
Just as a
that's good.
follow-up.
A follow-up, of course, it's important.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, pneumonia is no small thing,
No.
be it the coronavirus causing it or not. It's, you know, something to take very seriously, obviously. So the fact is that then you didn't have the coronavirus, but I mean, were they concerned when you say isolation? I guess that was just in case you could have picked something up in the hospital, because, you know, you must have been feeling a little bit, well, I haven't got the coronavirus, but I don't want to catch it here either.
Well,
but it sounds like they took a lot of precautions and kept you well isolated in your room. And
Accepted into the hospital, and they wheeled me upstairs in the lift. I went actually into a COVID ward. There were signs all around, you know, on the corridor and the door. I didn't get a chance to read them all, of course, because it's all going past in a bit of a blur. But it was clearly a COVID ward. All the rooms were individual. Everybody that came in, so the cleaner or the people delivering the food, or somebody coming to do the blood test, or somebody coming to put me on a paracetamol drip, they all had full PPE. So I was clearly in an area
that was
designated for COVID. Now, of course, whether all of the patients in those rooms had COVID, I have no idea. They may be similar to me, where it was suspected but proved not to be COVID. I just don't know. But it was very calm. There wasn't much really activity in other rooms. There was a little bit of noise at night, of course, because there's people working. But it was very calm, and I got the impression that not all of the rooms were occupied.
Certainly, some
were,
but
it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was really busy. They certainly gave out the, well, from what I could hear, of course, from inside my room, they gave out the impressions that everything was cool, calm and collected, and everything was under control.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's the way to be, to help the patients feel relaxed and to get better faster at the end of the day. You know, what you don't need is to be anxious and uncomfortable, you know. And we're seeing how the medical workers are being so incredible at dealing with this terrible pandemic. How did you find the care during your time in the hospital in San Gennaro? You said
yes, H&M San Gennaro. I have to say, fantastic. As I say, it's the first time in my life I've been admitted to hospital. Only previous visits have been for, you know, cuts and bruises and football accidents and all this type of thing that you tend to get. But no, I have to say, they were wonderful.
That's great to
very,
hear.
Very, very good.
So, I mean, we haven't heard that much about the private hospitals during the pandemic. Did their emergency rooms suffer from such a collapse? Do you know, obviously previous to your time in hospital, because you were that little bit later. I mean, do you know whether the emergency rooms suffered such a collapse as many of the public hospitals did?
I don't know. I was admitted there through the private medical insurance of my employer, which is frankly excellent. Both my employer and the medical coverage. So I don't know if they suffered prior to that.
Yeah.
But certainly when I was there, it was, I'd say there was probably half a dozen people in there when I was admitted on the Sunday to the emergency area, and then during my week in the hospital, eight nights in the hospital, it was. As I say, there were clearly other patients there. You could hear activity and things, but there was no sense of them being overran, shall we say. It seemed to be all very, very well organised and, you know, quite calm, to be honest.
That's great. I'm so pleased to hear that. So apart from the importance of the medical expertise of the doctors and nurses, the emotional care is so very important, given that the COVID-19 patients are very much alone without the possibility to be close to friends and loved ones. What are your opinions about the way the hospital staff handled that aspect of it? Whether you had corona or not, obviously you were isolated and alone. How did you feel?
Well, as I say, when I was first admitted, it was all a bit frightening, to be honest, because I'd never been in hospital before. And yes, I was. I went into the room, I suppose it was about 1 o'clock on Sunday, and I came out of that room at about midday on the Monday, so eight days later, to go for the final chest x-ray. So I didn't leave the room. But everybody that came in, whether that be the auxiliaries to come and change the sheets on the bed, or the doctor to come and see me. The doctor came in every morning to explain what was going on, or the medical staff that came in to, you know, take my blood pressure and my temperature, and the ladies delivering the food, for example, they were all absolutely excellent. You know, how are you? Asking how I was. You know, for an isolation room where you've got to spend 9 days, it was as good as it possibly could be.
That's really great. I'm so pleased for you.
It was great. Yeah,
that's really good. Now, I wanted your opinion on this. Everyone's got different opinions, but now that Madrid and Barcelona, you know, we finally entered this week into phase one, what are your opinions about this? Is there anything that concerns you about the more relaxed situation we're beginning to live and people's attitude towards it?
Oof, what a good question. What a good question in any country. Obviously, it's a very it's a very topical question here in Spain. For us, I will still be frankly reluctant to go out to bars and restaurants. Clearly, that's a big part of the life in Spain. Go and have a coffee, go and have a canya with your friends, or going to restaurants. You know, that's part of the culture here. But for us personally, as a family, we'll still be taking it very slow because the COVID is still out there. I know the numbers are coming down, which is great. But as we move through these phases, from phase zero to phase one and onwards to 2, 3, and 4, etc., that there has to be some sort of a risk, I believe, that there could be another spike in the number of cases.
Yes.
But on the other hand, of course, all of the governments globally have got huge pressure to try and get back to some sort of normality and to try and get the economy and the businesses up and running again. So it's an impossible call. On one hand, from the financial point of view, of course, people want businesses need to be working again and to get the economy up and running. But on the other hand, if you wear your medical hat, you'd probably say we should be, still taking it step by step.
Possibly, because I mean, it's a very difficult one, isn't it?
Yes.
But I guess they're just, you know, they're watching it day by day, seeing how you know, if there's any change, and I guess they'll just have to go controlling it in that way. It's such a huge unknown for all of us, this virus, and you know, it's very difficult for anyone, you know, any government to know really how to handle it. But as you say, the economy as well, you know, they do have to tread carefully with that subject.
It's
very much a difficult one. But anyway, thank you so, so much for coming on the program today. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners?
Well, just be careful, really. Obviously, we're all encouraged to try and get back to normality through these various steps of the progression from phase zero to 1, 2, and 3, etc. But wear the mask, keep practicing the social distances, wear the gloves, wash your hands. I think if we were all to do those basic things, whilst we do return slowly to normality, I think that can only help. I'm glad to be here. I will actually be going to a local private clinic in my village on Monday to have a test to see if I have the antibodies.
COVID. That will be interesting.
Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if that came back as a positive, and they were to say, yes, you have got the antibodies, but we'll wait and see. Mm.
Yeah, and it sounds like you probably will test positive, which is a good thing. So there you go.
Yes.
You got something good out of it. But I'm so happy that you're feeling better and you know, that you are able to have such great care as well,
yeah.
So that it wasn't such a horrible ordeal as it could have been. Anyway, thank you so, so much for coming on the program. We'll be back in a few days with more programs, with people telling us the corona stories. And thank you very much again.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.